Welcome back, everyone. Going into the third hour here. Lana, I believe it's your time to get us a house.
Yeah. 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 So before we do that, a little bit of movie trivia for you. There's a Star Wars Clockwork Orange connection. The big dude that plays the orderly in Clockwork Orange is Darth Vader. Darth Vader. There you go. So
the actor, not the voice.
Yeah, no, it's not James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
I don't.
I had no clue.
Yeah. So what's the plan here, Lana? What do you want to do? You're saying you need Belsa's help.
Well, first I'd like to make a streetwise check to see who likely has the crappiest security.
Sure. Yep. Okay.
In their place. So as we're walking, I want to like just scope out people's security systems and. What would be easier probably to get past?
Are we just walking down the middle of the street, or three people walking down the middle of the street with a ball rolling behind them?
Yeah.
And Talon's just kind of like, what about that one?
And we can all, well, Lana's drinking, so we just look like a bunch of probably drunks right now.
Hooligans.
Hooligans.
Yeah, good.
Hooligans.
Totally, hooligans. Totally subtle in the rich part of town. No one will notice.
Yep.
So, go ahead and make your streetwise check. It's going to be two difficulty.
Two purple.
Okay. And hold on, before you roll, I'm going to use, because there's no point in me sitting on these, I'm going to use one of my dark side points. So put two purple and an upgrade on the bad side.
Okay. I'm going to fail this so hard now.
It's totally possible.
You got to have faith.
Yeah, well, I got advantage.
You didn't have faith because we failed enough to probably alert security or some shit with that fucking despair.
That's a despair? I didn't. Oh, God.
Yes, not only.
I think it would be. Okay, I want to play it off. I'm just completely shit faced. I am just shit faced.
Not only did you fail, but you got a despair. Luke Skywalker himself shows up and cuts you in half. You're dead.
It's not the Star Destroyer, or is that only was that reserved for Otto?
Yeah, that was for Otto. Otto is in hell right now, having Star Destroyers dropped on him for all of eternity. That's his fate. He's tied to a
fate for killing all the kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think you're not doing such a subtle job of casing the case in the joint, and I think that you're standing outside a house, kind of like looking at its security. When a light gray land speeder pulls up beside you, it's got a big New Republic Security Force insignia on the side. It's got like sirens.
So these guys aren't like local security guards.
So they roll up and the window rolls down, and there's two guys sitting in the sort of front seat, and they both have like sunglasses on and like uniforms. And one of them like leans over and like clears his throat. He's like, "Lost, ma'am."
Before I even turn around, I reach up and I'm like scratching my neck, and I flick a switch, and my armor starts changing, and it pushes up my boobs. And I'm like, I got the flask in hand, and I turn around and I say, "Oh, hello. I'm looking for my cousins." And then I like stumble a little bit, but that was totally legit stumble. I'm drunk.
He's like, your cousins, huh? And he looks over the other two. He's like, I'm gonna have to ask you to put your hands above your head, ma'am. And he like steps out of the two cops like step out of the car.
Are you up there by yourself? Did we fuck up that bad?
You guys are with me.
The two of you are nearby.
Yeah, you guys are like, can they see me?
Yeah, I mean, you're all kind of like near each other, right?
I'm assuming you're like 15 foot up the street or something, right?
How many are there?
There are two cops. One of which is getting you. Like, he doesn't have his pistol in his hand, but he's got his hand on his blaster pistol, because you're armed. You're visibly armed, and he's like telling you to put your hands behind your back. The other
two dumb of him. I do.
The other two of you are like a little ways down the street, and the other cop is like keeping you at a distance. He walks up and is like, just stay there. Don't do anything crazy.
Whenever I try to raise my hands, I'm like, ooh, I like it when they get rough. And I start like dancing away.
Yeah. So he pushes you down on the hood of the land speeder, and the speeder kind of like dips a little bit, and he's like, I don't know what part of space you came from or what system you're from, but here we try to keep these streets clean. New Republic doesn't handle any of this public intoxication shit. Plus, you got a permit for this vibro sword? And he's like patting you down and like taking your weapons and like laying them out on the hood of the car.
I want to be so pervy right now, but I won't. I'll resist. You just hear Alana start giggling. Just like giggling like a schoolgirl, like just out of control.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah. All right, laugh it up, scum. And, so all the weapons on you, do you have any weapons that are like hidden?
I would say like she has like a ton of like pocket knife probably. Sure. So, like she has a lot of stuff.
Right.
She has a lot of stuff. Like as he starts to like pat down her leg, can I try to kick him?
You could. If you wanted to, you could kick the cop. Sure. All your weapons are laid out on the hood of the vehicle now. And
right in front of me?
He just keeps taking them out and like setting them on the hood.
Why
and
is he laying like, them in front of me? Is he stupid?
So while he's doing that, while this is happening, before you have the opportunity to give him a kick, the other cop walks over to the two of you and to DD Hate over here. They're like, he walks over and he's like, is that droid belong to you?
Theron looks at Velsa and he's like, sir, we picked it up on the way over here. You know, it's just been following us around. I hear it's one of them BBs. I can't even believe it. We just take it to the tour. First we come up here to see some fancy houses. Then we get to see some genuine Republic soldiers capturing a drunk. Wow, this is fantastic. I tell you what, sir, I never thought I'd see this.
Yeah, he's like, you don't know this woman?
That's it. Elsa looks really concerned, and she's like, is she dangerous? She looks drunk.
As they do this, can I take the vibro sword and shoot at the cop at all?
No, the cop's got your hands behind your back.
Oh, so you are bound.
Yes, he's got you like face down. He's got you face down on the hood of the car, and he's like got your hands behind your back. Yeah, he's not like he's not putting the sword in front of you where you can grab it.
Oh, damn it. I didn't know I was bound.
I mean, if you want to do something before he puts the like cuffs on you, but basically after the first couple of weapons, he's like, oh no, you're going downtown.
Alan, we should just kill them.
So the cop that's over by the TV is like, what did that droid just say?
I said we should just kill you.
Yeah, and he puts his hand on his weapon and looks at Theron. He's like, you got a restraining bolt on that thing? Your droid's malfunctioning.
Oh, don't worry about him. We're from the Outer Rim, sir. There's so much trouble out there. When you got your huts and you got, oh, Lord, there's so much.
He's like, all right. Well, you know what? This isn't the Outer Rim. These are the core worlds. We got rules here. And one of those rules is you can't have military droids rolling around town.
Military droid? Look at him. He's a boss, sir. What's he going to do? Roll up on you? And Theron, like, comes up on his side and sort of, like, pats him on the back. And he's like, oh, sir, don't even worry about him. We just come to sightsee.
Roll deception. Let's see if you can bamboozle this dude.
All right. What's the... What am I rolling against?
Three purple, and I'm gonna throw a black in because he's already pretty suspicious.
All right. Oh boy.
Cop Killer by Body Count starts to play.
Okay, so three purple, one black.
Yes, please.
Deception.
Okay, so you start to go towards him to be like, hey, buddy, and he like takes a step back and pulls the gun on you, and he's like, stay right there, and like points it at you, and he's like, get on the ground. And when he starts shouting, the other guy pulls his gun and like turns like he keeps his hand on your wrists, Lana, but turns his attention to the other two, and suddenly the situation like escalates. Like there's a tension here. They've drawn their weapons. What do you want to do?
Theron gets down on the ground.
I'm staring at her.
Theron gets down on the ground and he's like, I tried. Lord knows I tried so hard, sir. But you are just making this impossible. And he snaps his fingers and looks up at the droid.
Yeah, I from ball form, I just like emerge into the giant droid and my axe. I prepare my axe to just like slash at the guy.
Okay, you want to attack with your axe, not with a missile weapon?
Yeah, if I can, I'd rather axe him a question, if you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying.
This is really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody got any more? Yeah.
You just need to relax.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's a nice one. I like that.
Anyone I can't else? Wait to exit. Exit. Yeah. Didn't work.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. I propose we do not save Lana.
Any chopping puns? Anyone hatchet? Anybody? No? Okay. All right. So you unfold and the cops probably like panic, and I guess we can roll initiative. I guess that can be a thing that happens now.
All right.
We're
rolling cool or vigilance. I'm maybe prepared.
Yeah. 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 So I think Theron, actually y'all can roll your prepared version.
Okay.
And these guys will roll.
What is that stat based off? Is that based off your agi?
It's based on either like vigilance is based on will, I think, and then the other one's based on cool or vice versa.
Okay. I mean, I have one in both, so it doesn't matter. Here's the.
Okay.
So what are we? We're just gonna roll
initiative.
Yeah,
rolling. Yeah, initiative. But I mean, which one? Cool.
Oh, yeah.
We're prepared, right?
Yeah, like, you're prepared. Make sure we clear you clear your pool before you roll.
Oh, Jesus, sorry.
Jesus, fuck.
You can try that again.
Yeah, it's okay. I got to do it too. All right. Let's clear out those bad rolls here first. All right, so Theron, the 0, 1, and 3 is good. Okay, all of you've rolled. I just got to reroll for mine.
Oh, I don't have a token. We didn't give you the art for that.
Okay, let's clear this. Okay, there you go. All right, so the Rebel Highway Patrol, they get... There we go. So 1 and 1. Okay,
I can roll a foresee power check. I can spend my force points to gain 2 additional successes.
Yeah, if you want to. What did you get? You got 0 and 2? Okay. Do you have to make a roll, right, to generate force points?
It just says we're making a skill check to determine initiative. The force user may spend force points to gain 1 success per force point.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Roll your force die then.
All right. Let's do it.
Now you have 2 of them now, so roll 2 of those.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the one where it's flipped. You want dark side results. Nice. Okay. Yeah. So you can spend those 2 to automatically get 2 more successes.
Yeah, so I only got 2 advantages, so I didn't have any successes.
Yeah, there you go. So, cool. All right. So, two PCs go, then they'll get to go, and then the other 2 PCs can go.
I'm going.
I'll grab you. I'll grab you a token here.
I'll send you the art. I thought you had.
Okay. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yep. But for right now,
got it.
There's yours.
Okay. I'll put my HP and stuff there.
Okay.
So I will, my turn out of ball form. There we go. Now it's saved that. Or rather transform from ball form to droideca form with the vibro axe and just go over and try to like slash the guy's arm off, who I assume is holding the weapon at us.
Yeah, so the range is set up here. You can see that Lana is engaged with the cop that's like holding her down.
Yep.
There's another cop at medium range from Lana, and then you guys are all at medium range from each other, basically between long and
okay.
So
can I go long to medium and attack?
If you spend strain, yeah.
Oh, you move me next.
Did I? Yeah. Sorry.
You moved the wrong person. Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, okay. How much is it? 2 strain?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do it. Also, am I at 3 strain? Because we did strain, but we were back on the ship.
Yeah, no, you're fresh.
Okay, I'll bump up to 2 strain, go up to the officer and attack him.
Your strain is fresh.
How many die am I rolling against?
You're rolling against 2 because you're in melee. So you roll up on this guy, and yeah, he doesn't have any defense. So yeah, two purple. Yep.
All right.
Cut his effing hand off.
Still remembering how to do this. Hitting this button, and that's a lot of successes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. You murder him. So yeah, with your vibro axe, you deal like 8. You deal a lot more damage than he has health.
Great.
And you just roll up and chop into him. There's a spray of blood, and the other guy, is very startled by that. So cool. Now somebody else can go.
Anna? Is there an opportunity to like? Is he startled to the point he lets go of me, or is he still onto me?
No, he hasn't had a chance to act yet, so he does nothing except be.
I think you should let me go.
Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna go yet. If I'm still being held onto, I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just watching calmly.
Okay.
So go ahead if you want.
Sam,
I need Adam to answer my question though.
Oh, so your force points. No, you can just keep. Yeah, you just keep using them.
Right, cool, yeah.
The only time you can't use them is when a power requires that you dedicate a die. It's got a specific term, like engaged or reserved or something. Right, that's right. For maintaining certain force powers.
So I think as Zanzo is raising his axe to chop this guy up, Belsa just starts walking towards the other officer.
Yep.
And as soon as she gets into short range, she's just going over in her head what the officer said about, like, these are the core worlds and they have rules. And the whole time she's thinking, these aren't your worlds and they're not your rules. And she's getting more and more angry.
Yeah.
And she kind of just outreaches her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And she binds the guard holding Lana.
Okay.
So I'm just going to roll force.
All right. So how does that power work?
So basically, I can restrain an enemy, preventing the target from acting. I can spend 1 force to immobilize the target within short range until the end of the user's next turn. If a dark side point is used to generate the force power, the target also suffers 1 wound per force spent on the check.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. So just don't fuck up. Is that good or bad?
That is bad for you. Yeah. So to use that, you've generated the points, but you can, if you want to, use those points, but it'll cost you strain to do it, and you have to flip one of your you have a destiny point, so you'd have to flip it for me, and then take strain equal to the number of results you want to use.
Do it.
Okay, how much strain am I taking here? Can I just turn one of them, or do I have to take strain for all 3?
No, it's as many as you want to use.
Yeah, I just want to use the 1, so.
Okay. All right, so flip that destiny point over to me.
Adam, can I use one of my advantage from, or can I use my single advantage from last fight?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I don't know how you want to do this, but I want to try to notice a single important point in the ongoing conflict.
Okay. Sure.
As if more people are rolling up to attack us.
Yeah, I mean, the guy will definitely call backup.
Okay.
Yeah, that's wow. Absolutely.
How is he going to call for backup?
Well, we'll see.
He can't move.
If he can.
What? Sorry. What page in the book is bind on?
Sam just making up force powers.
I'm going to use the force power. Hot dog. Make a hot dog out of the force.
Oh, Lord. That's good power. I wish I had force hot dog.
Force dog. Oh, my God.
It's the dark side one's called bratwurst.
Here's the link, Adam, and it's on page 24 of that link.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay. Well, technically, this power is from not the game that we're using. This is a power from the Jedi one, which is why
is it?
Yeah. But you know what? That's here. Here's the thing. You can keep it if you want. We can let you take from that one.
No, that's it's good. Let's not do that.
You can do it. You can have Bind. You can get all Darth Vader if you want to. But if you do, I'll let the light side have access to the same, because they got some force sensitive stuff going on. I'll let them have access to the same material.
No, it's fine.
No? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Let's not complicate it. Okay. I've been using this one since the start, so I thought this was the right one.
Yeah, no, that's from yours are sort of more subtle. They're like enhance and move, and so you can like do force pull.
I'm just gonna shoot this guy in the face then.
Okay, that also is a great idea.
Incoming Lana, shot to death.
Yeah,
I can't wait for you to shoot Lana for the third time this campaign.
Again.
I'm awake this time, though.
What do you mean again? That's metagaming. I don't know what you're talking about.
But. So here's the thing. Yeah, no one. It's fine. Lana doesn't know she was shot in the back. So why don't you make your attack? You're at short range, but you're firing into melee. So it's one purple, one upgrade on the bad side. And actually set it to two upgrades because I'm going to use a destiny point.
Okay.
So two upgrades on the bad side, one purple, and then roll your weapon. Also take back that destiny point because you're not actually using it.
You can just give it back.
I guess I have to give it to you.
Yeah.
Here you go.
There. What the fuck did you just roll?
Yeah.
It's okay. He just added the
ignore
first
the,
dice.
Yeah, ignore the
first dice. Okay, so you hit. You get two successes and one advantage. So you deal 6, 7, 8 damage minus his soak. All right. So you don't kill him. He staggers back after getting shot. He's still alive. Unfortunately, there's still one more person who can go before he gets to call for help. So what are you gonna do? Who's going?
Talon or Pocket?
To turn around and tackle him.
Yeah, Pocket should be able to go now because she's
next to
right
him.
Near him. Yeah, grab him. Yeah. Keep him calling for help.
Well, so you still have binders on, right?
But can't I just move them under my feet and then tackle him as he staggers back?
That depends on your character's ability to make athletics rolls. What do you want to do? You want to like jump over the binders that are behind you and get them in front of you?
I want to basically maneuver the binders under my legs and then use them to like tackle them to the ground and then start choking them.
Okay, sure. So that'll be two actions. I think you can try to get get the binders in front of you as a maneuver, and then you can make a brawl attack on them or whatever. Okay. So let's start with the binders.
Okay.
Difficulty 2, athletics. I think that's what it is in this one, right?
Yeah. Or I would guess.
It is. Yeah, athletics. Yeah, difficulty 2 athletics check.
Okay.
Do that. All you need is one success, which you do not get. So you don't fall on the ground or anything because you didn't get a despair.
My armor is a lot bulkier than I thought. I guess.
Yeah, you can't like it's caught on your utility belt and shit, and you like kind of like fall off to the side, and your hands are still stuck behind your back. You can still try to kick the guy if you want, but you're going to be at a disadvantage.
I can't still tackle him. Like I can't just like linebacker tackle him.
If you want to throw yourself face first at this dude, you could if you wanted.
I'm just trying to knock him back so he can't call for help. Knocking him back.
Isn't going to stop him, right, from calling for help because he'll just.
Is it?
No, because he's a little walkie-talkie thing on his chest. Kicking him will not make
him
unable.
What if I run at him and I bite his throat?
Yo,
you're not a vampire, so
I have teeth though.
Well, yeah, it's true.
Hurt anyone?
It would just be a brawl roll.
Yeah, it's a brawl roll. It's you trying to attack.
It's a narrative brawl roll.
Yep.
Two difficulty again.
The difficulty is, two, because you're in melee. I'm gonna give you, two black dice because you've got some environmental penalties going on here. You've got your binders on.
Okay. What was my thing for environment then?
Yeah. So if you want to, you can use your brace ability to get rid of one of those.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get rid of one.
Okay. All right. And then I'm gonna spend a dark side point. So the difficulty is gonna be two purple, one black, and one upgrade on the bad side.
Live the dream, Pocket. I believe in you. I believe in you.
I believe in you.
I believe.
Make the roll. Yeah. Oh, my God. Fucking Luke goddamn Skywalker just shows up. Decapitates this fucking guard with his mouth. His force teeth. Holy shit.
So, an unfortunate day for the New Republic Highway Patrol.
I just got straight up fucking murdered.
You get a triumph. You take a strain in the scuffle, but you get the triumph and three successes, and you kill this guy. What is you? Go ahead. You got narrative reign over what you do to this poor officer of the law.
I think like she doesn't even fiddle long trying to get out of the braces. She just straight up, as soon as she sees or she assumes he's going to call for help, she just lunges at him and grabs his throat by her teeth and just bites until like she can taste the blood, but doesn't stop until like she knows he can't talk.
Sure. So Theron, you see the two of them tangle. Like Lana throws herself at this guy, falls down like behind the car. You don't really see much other than that. And then like you see his feet like kicking and then stop. And then Lana stands up with some difficulty and her face is covered in blood. And the fight's over.
I think when that happens, I to get the blood off, because I don't want to like have rustic or rusted weapons. So I just like spin the blade like super fucking fast. The blood just like goes everywhere. And it goes back into my arm, and then I just turn back into a ball.
What can we use that triumph for?
Killing him.
Yeah, it's only combat.
So that he can't call for help now. Yeah, so
he's very dead.
All right. Is there any way that we can use this result to make sure that nobody in the police force is like, yo, hey, Jim and John, just checking in on you. Oh, you're not there. We'll send everyone.
Yeah, no. I mean, that you don't have to worry about doing that. Nobody's going to immediately come for them. But there were witnesses. Like, you did this in the middle of the day in the street. So like you look around and there's like a guy, there's like a man and a woman and they're like just standing across the road, just staring like, what the hell just happened?
As I like, I look up at them and I just like spit the blood on the ground and then I start reaching in a pocket to like cut the binds from behind me and I just stare at them the whole time.
Yeah, they're metal binders, so you won't be able to cut them. Oh, but someone, okay. Yeah, well, someone could... Yeah, someone could open it for you. But yeah, you're out in the open. There's like cop blood all over the place. You just hit one with an axe, and he's bleeding out on the street. And yeah, these two like run for their house. They just like run for the like one of the nearby like gated homes.
Theron signals to his droid to roll them down. They have to get home. They have some way to get inside that house. So thanks to these people. Yeah, okay. So run their asses down.
Is that what you're going to do, Zanzel?
Yeah.
You're just going to roll up on them? Okay.
Yeah, no, I wasn't quite. I was just like, yeah, no, that happens.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you don't have to roll, but they're starting to run, and you roll up and like knock them down. They're screaming. What's the plan here, Theron?
Oh, Theron comes up and just, I assume they're both on the ground screaming. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy is knocked unconscious. The woman is like shielding her. So one of her arms is broken. She's like trying to like protect herself from whatever the hell just happened to her.
Oh, Theron bashes her in the nose to knock her out.
Okay.
With the hilt of his gun. Yeah.
Yeah. She's unconscious.
All right. Theron, walks back up the street towards, Lana, and she's like covered in blood.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like shaking his head. Like, of all the things, he like puts a hand on his shoulder. He's like, I've never been so proud. And then he like goes over to her, to like, I assume she has some sort of cutters, but it's on the car. And he like sort of uncuffs her.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts picking up all the equipment and like giving it back to her and like putting it on the car. And he takes, I assume she has one of the thermal detonators. So he takes a thermal detonator and
the like detonation charges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever we have, some explosive. And he makes sure that she has everything on her, and then he sets it and then puts it in the car and walks away.
Okay.
And goes back down to where I imagine Belsa is with the two hostages. And he has the cop that was like eviscerated, like his neck was ripped out, like over his shoulder. And he's like carrying him with him.
Okay.
And I'm just making sure like all my weapons get back in their place and they're fine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, then I start like wiping my mouth of all the blood.
All right.
Maybe pop in some gum, some mint gum to get rid of the taste.
Yeah, it tastes pretty bad. All right. So you reconvene just like half a block up. And there's two unconscious rich people.
Theron is just like stripping naked and putting on the police officer's bloodied uniform.
Wow. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
So he's getting into the bloodied uniform, and he grabs the two knocked out people, and I assume we're gonna go I don't know, somewhere to their house, right?
Aren't we just going into the house that the people were coming out of?
They were running up the street. They hadn't gotten to a particular house yet.
Are they dead?
They're both unconscious. Neither of them are dead. They're hurt.
I grab the smallest one and throw I'm assuming the female.
Yeah.
And I throw over my shoulders, and then I'd say I take my gun out and I shoot the other one.
Okay.
Damn!
Don't play around.
Shoot him in the street.
Yeah, why not?
Sure. Okay.
So Theron, in his bloody police officer's outfit, assume we're far... we change relatively far away from where the incident occurred. Yes, like we moved out of the area.
Yeah, you could have. Yeah,
we definitely did. We're definitely not in the in this. We're not in the same area.
Yeah,
and Theron makes it so, like he sort of rubs the officer's blood from the shirt on him, mm-hmm. and he manages to go up to the security gate of one of the houses nearby.
Okay.
And starts like furiously pressing the buttons and trying to get a camera or something on him. And he has Lana behind him with the one living person. He's like, please help us. You have to let us in. Help us, please.
Okay. Yeah. So you're pressing the call button, and a little panel, circular panel opens, and an arm pops out with a little like camera on the end. And the speaker, like it looks over you, and the little speaker is like, basically he's like, what do you want?
He's like, hello, my name is Joff Sunspear, and I'm with the Republic Police Force. There's been a terrible accident. Someone tried to run this woman off the road. Oh my God, her husband's dead. I'm covered in his blood. Ma'am, please let us in. My vehicle is destroyed. We need to contact the security forces immediately.
So the entry droid is like, I'm sorry, this is outside of my programming. And then there's a pause, and it says, I will contact the house owner. One moment, please.
Can I speak to him in like droid? Do you speak
binary? Droid? You're a droid. Yep.
Yeah. Can I just speak to him and would I know of a? I'm trying to figure out how I want to phrase this.
Is so JP threatens the house droid and we don't get in?
Do we view human language as a lesser form of language?
Because we
think in absolutes and binary, right?
That's a subjectivity call. You can communicate a lot faster if you're speaking binary, because you're not limited by biological processes like vocal cords and shit. So in some ways, it's less efficient. Hard to write programming in the binary language of moisture evaporators.
Right. Okay, then in the simplest, most easily understandable way to this other droid, I tell him to, one, do not contact the owner. Two, we are the owner. We've simply been gone for a while. And three, you need to let us in right now. I want to just see what happens.
Sure.
Yeah. Why do you do this? Why do you always do this?
That's not even that big of a deal. If we fail, we just move in and then we're done.
Are you saying the droid doesn't know who the owner is?
I'm saying that hopefully this droid is not enough as me, or it doesn't have the same.
So you're hoping that the droid, whose entire purpose is to protect the house from strangers coming in, will recognize that you are strangers.
God damn it. Maybe I don't do that. I don't say anything. This all right, this all plays out in my fucking brain, and then I come back to the stupid human world that I live in, and I'm just like, yeah, fuck these idiots. I don't say anything.
All right, so a moment passes, and the droid eye retracts back into the panel, and you hear a different voice like crackle on over the speaker, and it sounds like an older human, and he's like. Bloody droid. What? Who is this?
Sir, my name is Joff Sunspear, and I am an officer with the Republic Police Force. There's been a terrible accident down the road. Someone tried to run a family that lives nearby you off the road, sir. It is a mess. It is a mess. My cruiser is destroyed. I need to get inside to contact the Republic. Sir, look at me. I'm covered in the blood of another man, sir. I really just need to get inside. This is immediate action required. My comms are down. Please, sir, I need to get inside, sir.
Roll a deception, and take a blue die for your excellent acting and costumes.
Thank you. And how many is this for him?
I think this is going to be like an average difficulty. He's a suspicious dude, but he's not like, you know.
So two?
Yeah, please.
All right. And deception, you said?
Yes. All right. So you take some strain. There's a moment of intense tension where he's like, and then you hear him, like, you can hear him thinking it over, and he's like, yes, of course, Officer Sunspear. Come on inside. And you hear a click, and the door rattles open, and you can see up this long white stone walkway to their house.
And Theron looks back at the team and sort of nods, and he goes forward and acts like he has a limp and like he's a little hurt, and he's sort of like waving people to come on.
Mm-hmm.
Moves towards the entrance.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you go inside. And start heading up towards the house.
I tell, or I at least signal. I don't really have to say it, but I signal to JP to stay at the entrance to the facility and make sure no one comes to bother them.
Facility being the house or facility
like
being...
the gate, like the gate, the outer, so no one gets past that point.
Okay, yeah, I roll on over.
I stay with the. Zanzel anyway.
Oh, okay, never mind. I was going to say, I roll on over and activate the personal cloak, but never mind. If he's going to be there, it doesn't matter.
I mean, you can activate the personal cloak and I'll still be standing there, and then...
How loud am I stationary, Adam?
You're quiet. You don't make noise.
I will activate the personal cloaking field.
Okay. You disappear. So as you walk up towards the house, Lana and... Theron, you see several droids, like a little drone droid flying around, like clipping a, I don't know, those big, like hedges shaped like a, I don't know, like a Wookiee or something. So he's got a bunch of like hedge work around here. There's a swimming pool and there's someone swimming in it. Like you see, looks like a Twi'lek. She's like doing laps in the swimming pool as you walk up. And then the house itself is huge. It's a huge mansion, big like palatial estate. And standing outside the front door, you see a perfectly shined 3PO unit, like a protocol droid. And it clanks towards you, and it says, it's like, "Oh my, officer, yes, welcome, please, come this way." And it leads you
before
over
to we've like walked up, I pulled up my mask that's black to sort of like cover the fact that I just have blood all down my neck, or at least try to cover some of it. So I still have blood probably all over everywhere else, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesse, you're muted.
No, Theron pulls down the mask. He look as bloody as humanly possible.
Oh, okay.
The whole point is that we need their sympathy because we've been in a horrible accident.
Okay.
All right, so you carry the body up and you walk into the house, and inside, just as lavish as outside, there's all these like paintings of the same kind of like older human dude. He's commissioned all these paintings of himself looking like regal. And there's one where he's standing with his foot up on like a dead like crate dragon, like a big blaster rifle in his hands. There's some stuffed animals along the sort of walkway. And the other side of the house, like straight through, you can see there's these big French doors that open onto a terrace that looks out onto the bay. And you hear a faint whirring sound as the owner of the house comes around a bend in a little like hover chair. He's quite old. He's got like a blanket over his lap. He's all bald and wrinkly. But he's dressed nicely. He's got like an ascot on. He comes up and he looks concerned. He's like wringing his hands together. And when he sees you come in, he says to the droid, "That'll be all," and dismisses him. And he says to you, how can I help, officer?"
Theron's like, do you have some place where we can lay this woman down? She's badly hurt. We need to get her stabilized before I can call for help."
He nods. He says, yes, you've come to the right place. You see, I've had some troubles myself. I have a full medical supply. Follow me." And he like zooms off in another direction. Yeah. And so you follow him, and he's not lying. He leads you into what this big room that looks like, at first I guess maybe like gym equipment or something. Like there's like a treadmill and like a big back to tank in the back, and like several other pieces of physical rehabilitation equipment, and one of those medical droids. And when you come in, it activates and says, "Good afternoon, master. You have no appointment." And he's like, shush, you," and like wheels in and points to the back to tank and says to the medical droid, like, "Get this ready." And the droid, I think, looks at the body that you're carrying, Lana. And he says, "I'm detecting several fractures. It looks as though this woman was hit by a vehicle. It is important that we treat her immediately." And the back to tank starts to like activate and the lights come on. It's just a bubble. And what do you do?
Theron signals to Lana to get the woman set up into the back to or whatever. And then he turns to the man and he's like, "Sir, when the Republic gets here, we're going to need all the droids to be out of our way. Do you have some sort of override code so we can get in there and try to fix them up, make sure they don't interfere with our forces when they get here, sir?"
He shakes his head. He says, "No, these are all personal droids. They're not of any threat to you. I'll make sure they're out of the way. Don't worry. And besides, I made the prudent call of contacting your supervisors before you came inside. The rest of your men are on their way now, as I understand it."
I don't regret standing outside right now. I am.
He looks quite proud of himself. He's like, "Yeah, look, I helped. I called while you were walking up."
Okay, so he's the only one besides the Twi'lek that's outside swimming, and then the droid.
They're the only ones you've seen. Yeah.
I'd say like I obviously situate the woman inside the tank. Strip her down to her undies, throw her in, and then walk back. And can I just like straight up just punch him in the face?
No. Oh my god, please don't.
So
why?
You
hey, more people. They're gonna you're know like, you're
stripping this woman down to her underwear. She starts to wake up.
Oh,
and
oh,
and she like starts to wake up and looks at you. She's like, what's happening? Where's Jer? And she's like looking around. And you can see her like kind of coming to and realizing like, where am I? And like, where's my husband? What the hell's going on?
Oh.
Theron goes over to the girl.
Yeah.
And he punches her in the face again to knock her out. And he turns back to the old man.
Are you trying to do it in a way that no one will notice, or
no, in a way that definitely is noticeable?
Okay, so you walk over and just like snap your fist into her face. Her head snaps back, and she passes out. And the medical droid is like, "What are you doing?" And like leans, like looks over, and is like, "You've just fractured this woman's nose."
And Theron turns to the old man.
Yeah, the guy in the wheelchair is like backing up slightly, and he kind of is like getting suspicious. Like, wait a second.
Theron turns to the old man. He's like, "Sir, I lied to you. My name isn't Joff Sunspear. My name's Nickel Backman."
Okay, you can't even get it. You can't even get it out. You can't even.
My name's Nickel Backman. I work with Republic Intelligence. We were sent here on a mission days ago. His accent sort of changes now. He's like, "We're sent here on a mission days ago. There are Imperial spies on this planet, sir. We found one of them. It's this woman."
Why did you give me shit for my?
Like, okay, so you're.
I'm about to fucking get up and leave.
Nickel Backman. Are you distantly related to Randy Bachman?
Nickel Backman.
Oh. Yeah, of Nickel Backman Turner Overdrive.
Yes. So. I'm like, sir, you should not have called security. This is a need-to-know basis. We're sitting here by Mon Mothma herself. I don't know what to tell you, sir. This is, you need to make them go away. This woman is a wanted spy. If you tell everyone that we're here, you will alert the Empire to our presence on this planet. Sir, this is huge. This is one of the biggest missions we are. I tried to be nice to you, sir. I apologize. I lied. I lied to you, sir.
Yeah, and he's like, well, I'm, and he's like slowly back, like wheeling away from you, like hovering away in panic. He's like, well, I can't uncall the police very well, can I? And
no,
he's like,
no.
And he's, you can see him. He's frantically like pushing a button on his wheelchair. This little red button that he keeps hitting it and like backing, trying to back away.
And Theron's like, Lana, dear, will you deal with this?
So Lana's halfway up a ladder with this like woman like hanging over her shoulder, going to throw her in a back to tank.
I just like turn and look. I drop the woman in, and then I slowly like step back down, and you can just hear like a stomp with each one, and then I just like stomp towards the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't punch him.
Yeah, as you approach him, he out of his little like shawl, he pulls out a silver like long barreled like personal defense blaster and points it at you, and he's like, I'm not afraid. I'll shoot you. I'll do it. It's my right to protect my own home. And he's like wheeling away, and he bumps into like a little column with a vase on it. The vase falls on the ground and breaks.
Sir. Put the gun down.
He fires it at you, but he misses.
Wait, he missed?
He shoots it, and it goes over your head and like hits the wall. And then he like looks at it and like is trying to adjust it.
No, that's when I reach out. I grab his hand and I break his wrist.
Okay, yeah, he shouts in surprise and pain.
So that small frail man.
Yeah. And then I take him by the collar and throw him out of the wheelchair to make sure he can't
anywhere. Yank him out of the wheelchair. He falls on the floor. You're out in the hallway now. He's like backed out into the hall. And when you do that, you grab him, you throw him. You look up and you can see there are two Twi'lek women. They're dressed in like summer kind of like lounging outfits, like they have bathing suits on, but they've got like a shawl or something over top. And they're like peering out of another room, like looking at you, like terrified.
I grab my pistol and I point at him. I say, "Get back in there."
Yeah, they run. They flee into the other room.
And then I just look at Theron and wait
for the guy. The guy with his broken wrist is like trying to crawl away with one arm.
Well, I guess. I mean, I have to. I'm gonna step on him and put some pressure down so he can't move. I gotta do it, man.
Okay. All right.
I'm not gonna kill him though, because I'm light side. You know.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. You put your foot on him, and he like. Like squeals a little.
So I wait any orders.
Yeah, Theron.
Theron come up to him and he's like, sir, please, you must believe us. We're not here to start trouble. We just need you to calm down, sir. This is you're on a secret mission, and if you shoot at us, sir, we will be forced to kill you. I'm telling you that we are not like the Empire. We are the good guys here. This woman is our captive. We need to get her out and into a spaceport. You just have to give us a few days, sir, please.
So while you're having this conversation with him, you know, the whole house is like pretty open. All the windows are open and there's like a breeze passing through and stuff. You hear outside, you hear the sound of sirens. And Lana, outside, you can hear this too. And you see, you can see some more, like three more like land speeders coming up the hill towards you. So let's take a break there and we'll come back and we'll see what happens.
We got a space
brawl. I'm gonna kill all these people. I can't. I don't want to kill people. I'm trying to be nice. That's fine.
We're going to have a space brawl.
Yep. To be fair, you haven't killed anyone yet. You haven't killed anyone yet. So
I know. I'm trying to do this sneakily. It's impossible. We can't do it. People got to die. All right.
That despair and then that triumph, though.
It's true. That despair kind of rough. All right. Let's take our final break. We'll come back and head into the final hour. It's probably going to be a bloodbath, so don't go anywhere. We'll have more of that right after this when we come back with hour 4 of Balance Power. We'll see you then.